This is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, serving Boston and all of the world, and WMFO.org. I, my friends, am your host, Ryan D. And that means, at this particular moment, it is time for a brand spanking new Music Savage show. All right. I love saying those words. I love being in this booth. I'm ready to play music for all of you. Thank you so much for joining me wherever you are, wherever and whenever you are listening. It truly means the world to me that you support this show and this wonderful radio station, WMFO. Happy Friday, happy almost weekend. If you are here in New England, it is very, very cold out. It's going to be the coldest day of the year so far, a cold weekend. But I'm here to heat things up with some outstanding tunes to get you moving. Looking out for your mental health and your physical health with this show. Let's talk about this show. I'm going to kick things off celebrating the late 70s. Early 80s punk scene of New York City in the famed CBGB's nightclub in honor of Tom Verlaine of Television, who passed away this past week. So I got a set kicking off of Television and a whole bunch of other bands that played at CBGB's in the late 70s. I'm going to say happy birthday to Jason Isbell. I have restarted the friend-curated sets here. It's been a while. I started that during the pandemic. Keep my wonderful friends engaged and involved with this show. They all have amazing taste in music, so of course I have to tap that knowledge. So bringing it back with my good buddy Eric Rosenthal, he has the return set of the curated songs. I'm going to shine the spotlight on New West Records today. I like to do that every once in a while because it's one of my favorite record labels. Got some brand new hot takes, so much more. My goodness, it's a lot going on. Are you ready? I most certainly am. Tell your loved ones, call your neighbors. Spread the word of the Music Savage Show, will ya? Gather on the speakers and turn them up. And as always, have your beverage of choice in your hand. Hey, you know what? I wanted to also shout out to this chat room that we have now on WMFO.org. If you headed over, if you're up and at them, you want to say hi while I'm in the booth, you can head over to WMFO.org. Up at the very top, you're going to see a DJ chat. You click on that, you can say hi to me right here in the booth. WMFO.org, DJ chat. That's how you can find me if you are so inclined. I'll be here every Friday. Let's kick it off. Let's get the show going. As I said, we're going to kick it off with Television. This is the lead track off the New York City band's debut album, Marquee Moon, in honor of Tom Verlaine. See No Evil, Music Savage Show starts right now.
I wanna fly, fly a phantom. blank generation, and I can take it or leave it each time. Well, I belong to the generation, but I can take it or leave it each time.
Better run, 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 run away.
Celebrating the New York City music scene of the late 70s, early 80s. centered around CBGB. All those bands played CBGBs, and can you even imagine? Can you imagine being in that crowd for these bands or any band in that decade that played CBGBs? My goodness, that set dedicated to the late, great Tom Verlaine, who passed away on January 28th, just a week ago. So very fortunate that I got to see television live at Wilco's Solid Sound Festival in 2017. What a memory. And his memory will live on forever, of course. The Cramps right there. Garbage Man from the, well, New York City bands. They're all from New York City, so I'm not going to say that over and over again. That's off their debut album, Songs the Lord Taught Us, released May of 1980. Up ahead of that, Patti Smith Group, Ask the Angels, third and final single off of their second studio album, Radio Ethiopia. That was released October 1976 on Arista Records. Talking Heads up into that with Psycho Killer. Second single off of the legendary band's 1977 debut album, appropriately titled Talking Heads 77. Richard Hell and the Voidoids, Blank Generation, title track to their debut studio album, released via Sire in September 1977, kicking off the CBGB's New York City set and the show with Television. See No Evil, lead track off of their debut album, Marquee Moon, released February of, anybody? That's right, 1977, on Elektra Records. Hope you are enjoying the show so far and having a good morning or evening or afternoon whenever you are listening. Thanks for being out there. As I said, the top of the hour is, it was Jason Isbell's birthday this week. And as I am a huge Jason Isbell fan, and all of the Music Savage gang are, and probably yours, well, we're going to say happy birthday to him right here. He was born February 1st, 1979, turned the big 44, 43. He's in his early 40s. And he has so much music, whether it's on his own or the 400 Unit or Drive-By Truckers. But I want to play this song right here because it's one of my favorites. It's Palmetto Rose, and this is from his fifth studio album, Something More Than Free, in honor of the birthday boy, Music Savage Show.
The ladies I love. dishes done. I keep a running grocery list, and I get the dinner on. I know where the bodies are buried, I know where the candy's hid. I dream of a life, I dream of a life, and that's as far as I get. Should be a teenage boy. What do you bet? The price won't scan. Behind me in line is last night's stand. I can change a diaper in the dark. Still be the dirty Hallmark. And by the hem of my skirt, he'll be panting and begging. And how it be let in?
I dream of a life, I dream of a life that's as far as I get.
Full-time living on a half-time schedule.
Always trying to make everybody feel special.
Learning when to break and when to hit the pedal.
Working hard to look good till we die.
A critical reason there's a population raising eyebrows and a new generation. Rosie the Riveter with renovations, and always gets better with the wine. Redesigning the women, running the world while we're cleaning up the kitchen. Making bang, shaking hands, driving 80, trying to get home just to feed the baby. Skipping the bread for the butter, changing our minds like we change our hair color. Yeah, ever since the beginning, we've been breathing.
rather get home just to feed the baby. Skipping the bread for the butter. Changing our minds like we change our hair color. Yeah, ever since the beginning, we've been redesigning women. How do we do it? How do we do it? Make it up as we go along. How do we do it? How do we do it? Halfway right and halfway wrong. Redesigning women. Running the world while we're cleaning up the kitchen. Making bank, shaking hands, driving 80. Trying to get home just to feed the baby. Skipping the bread for the butter.
to the clock on the wall. Hands hardly moving at all. I can't stand the state that I'm in. Sometimes it feels like the wall's closing in.
Set of favorites right there, if I do say so myself. Brandi Carlile with What Can I Say? Beautiful track. It was written by her guitarist, Tim Hansroth, and he's now one of the brothers, guitar-playing twin brothers in her band Forever. It appears on her self-titled debut album released back in July 2005, as a matter of fact. Yola Up Into That, Stand For Myself, title track off the UK-born Nashville-based musician's sophomore album, released July 2021 on Dan Auerbach's Easy Eyes Sound. The High Women with Redesigning Women. It's going out to all of my strong, powerful women out there that I know that are my dear friends and family. Debut single off of their self-titled debut album, produced by David Cobb, released September 2019 on Elektra. Amanda Shires, who's one of the High Women. My Own Galaxy, it's off the Nashville musician's seventh studio album, Take It Like a Man, is released last July on ATO Records. And the birthday boy himself, Jason Isbell, kicked off that set with Palmetto Rose. It's a favorite of mine off of his fifth studio album, Something More Than Free, which is also produced by David Cobb. Released July 2015 on his label, Isbell's label, Southeastern. He's born February 1st, 1979. Happy 44th birthday to you, and thank you for your music. Because, you know, of course Jason's listening. I'm Ryan Deese, Music Savage Show. I hope you are having a good day so far, and thanks for being out there. Let's get back into it. Recently, fantastic local musician, Jim Lowe, who goes by the name of Old Town Crier, released a live album. It's called A Night with Old Town Crier. And here's a great song off of said album. This one's called Burning All Night.
When I've been in the dark, she keeps the lamplight burning.
And I think I'm gonna love you for a long, long time. Caught in my fears, thinking back.
Hey, this is Ruby Ray, and you are listening to the Music Savage Show with Ryan D. on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University Radio.
Thank you. All along can move a mountain. It's a